Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You made a joke about, oh, they should fire Steve Kerr. No, they shouldn't fire Steve Kerr. Not only should they not fire Steve Kerr, of course, they should offer their general manager, Bob Myers, some kind of extension. His contract expires, as you probably have heard, in June. How about this? Last night, as difficult as that loss was, Anthony Lamb had 17.6 and 9 shooting. Ty Jerome was 7 for 11 from the floor, 18 points. How about giving... Obviously, they deserve most of the credit, but giving your GM a little bit of credit for finding those two-way gems. And yet, Ray, your GM is without a contract right now.
You're going to hang your hat on Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome.
If I were Bob Myers, I might not hang my hat on it, but I might say,
I don't know that I'd mention them. I don't know that I'd mention.
They're playing great for a team that has championship aspirations. Two-way guys.
They have spent most of the year struggling to find a second unit worthy of the name. So this has not been a triumphant year for Bob Myers. That said, he should have a new contract by now, and he should be the highest paid general manager in the sport, and he maybe should even have a piece of equity of the team, because he has helped bring in the guys who helped put four rings on Joe Lacob's finger and a new building on the waterfront.
And the cherry on top of all that, I agree, the cherry on top of that delicious, impressive Sunday, Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome. Anyway, Joe Lacob.
Yeah, if you're not going to take this at all seriously.
No, both those guys.
They had good games last night, but for the most part, people have been grousing about them.
Wrong. They've played great.
Wrong.
This. Yeah, on this homestand, both of them have played great. They both at times have really been asked to do way more than you'd ever thought they'd be asked to do. And for the most part, they've delivered. But the larger point is this, as you probably have heard by now, Joe Lacob talked to Tim Kawakami today, the TK show, right? Tim Kawakami from The Athletic. Joe Lacob addressed this issue of Bob Myers, where his contract negotiations are, and whether or not he's been offered a contract.
All I will say is that it is not accurate that he has somehow not been offered anything. There have been two offers at this point. I'm trying. Have you ever known me not to be aggressive?
No.
So that is crazy to sit here and say, and I'm sorry, I have to say that I'm not trying to violate any negotiation. I hope Bob doesn't get upset or his agent. But I just want to clarify that. It's not fair to put me and us in a situation by someone who put something out there that, and I don't know who, that he hasn't been offered anything. That's just not true. So he's got to make a decision, you know, what he wants to do with his life. What's the appropriate compensation? He feels it's fair. We feel it's fair. And it's really just a negotiation. To be honest with you, I fully expect Bob will be back. And he's a great negotiator.
Mm-hmm. There you
what
go.
What do you want him to do? He's supposed to do this. Yep. So, you know, we love Bob. We want him back.
The last part is the most good. Bob Myers used to be an agent. He's a negotiator. And I think he's going into that room going, I should be the highest paid general manager in the sport, period. Now we'll talk about by how much. And I think you've seen Billy Beane get equity in the A's. You've seen other general managers get a little piece of that action. I don't think Bob Myers would be out of line asking for that. And I think...
That's speculation on your... That,
yeah.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
Saying,
yeah.
But there's no question he should be the highest paid general manager. And if Joe Lacob doesn't understand that part, then he's much more foolish than I think he is. I think they're arguing about how much more than the second highest paid general manager, who I believe right now is Masai Ujiri. But I also think Masai Ujiri has a piece of the action in Toronto. So I think that's a reasonable place, I think, for Bob Myers to go with this.
I will say this. Joe Lacob talked about the report out there that we haven't offered him anything. I haven't seen any such report. Maybe you have, Ray. I know the initial report from Woj was just very factual. I don't know where he got it from. But he just said Bob Myers' contract expires. He doesn't have a new contract for next year. I never heard any report that he hadn't been offered anything. So I thought it was interesting that Joe Lacob, and maybe somebody said something that I missed, but for Joe Lacob to say that report that we haven't offered him anything, that's untrue. I never heard such report. Did you?
I didn't.
Okay.
But again,
nitpicking, I know, but I think it's important to clarify.
It must have happened enough times that it irritated Lacob, because Lacob brought that up himself. That said, why he would react to that, you know, I think that one's beneath him. But he does have a bit of a thin skin when it comes to him. So, you know, he had to clap back. And
to me, it speaks to the fact that a lot of Warrior fans recognize how great this whole thing has been. And when they see, they perceive that, wow, maybe this guy who has had a lot to do with the success, he may be leaving. Well, that's not right. I mean, he should be here. He belongs here. So I think maybe public sentiment here is leaning towards Bob Myers in this. By the way, there's a poll up on Twitter right now. I think Stanny and Goose started this, and they started this about an hour ago. Should the Warriors get a deal done with Myers now, or can it wait? Let's see. Get it done. To my point, 77% responding to our 95.7 The Game poll. 77% say get it done. 23% say it can wait. So that may be part of the motivation for Joe Lacob to say, hold on, we did offer him something, because I think he's feeling like a lot of fans are wondering, how can this be? Bob Myers is great. How could you risk letting him go?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty compelling question. I mean, I think this should have been done by now. You know, this should have been like a 10-minute negotiation. What do you want, Bob? Okay, how about if I give you a dollar over that? That should have been the end. I mean, it's, you know, yes, his son, Kirk, is, you know, the general manager in waiting. We all get that. But you're talking about a general manager who's not only provided four rings, but provided the most recent ring that can be had.
Yep. And see, people don't like that because they see the way you just laid it out there. Who knows? But they see this guy's been tremendous. They haven't given him a new contract. And who would replace him? Oh, the owner's son. So rightly or wrongly, well, people look at that and they feel like that's not fair.
Well, fair's got nothing to do with it.
It does if you're a fan, but you're right.
Why would we want to know what the fans think?
Well, because I think it actually has a role in this. I think that's one of the reasons Joe Lacob is responding to this, because he's feeling like, wow, some of our fans are wondering what's going on. I should address this.
Well, I don't know if it's that as much as it is, oh my God, there's a question about whether I'm going to keep Bob Myers or not, which means other teams are starting to float around, you know, sort of back channel offers, which means now there's more competition to get this deal done. More competition means a higher cost. I think that's more what it is. I don't think he has to worry about what the fans think. And I don't think he does. I think this is a simple matter of, oh, now there's eight teams asking about him. You know, and they're not going to ask Lacob directly, because he says, well, you can't negotiate with him.
Right.
But they can go call his agent. And his agent is not sort of bound to the same gag order. And you say, well, he's not signed right now. You know, keep us in mind.
More from Joe Lacob with Tim Kawakami today, the TK Show, on what Bob Myers means, what he's meant to the organization.
He's done a phenomenal job. He's been executive of the year, and deservedly so. If you look back at over his 10-year career, you know, we don't tend not to talk about Bob, but Bob's done an incredible job. Bob, you know, the Andre Iguodala signing, I look back and say that was, actually, you guys will never understand how difficult that was. He had to clear a lot of space to do that. He did a phenomenal job. You know, Kevin Durant was really his idea and execution, and that brought us two championships. So look, Bob's great. Bob's done a great job, but we also do have a tremendous organization beneath him, great depth. I'd like to think more depth than almost any organization, with really good people, and he's supported very well. And so, look, I don't want him to go. I don't think he'll go anywhere. I expect him to be here, and it would hurt to lose him, certainly. But like you said, I mean, you know, we have to just go forward. So there are circumstances that do evolve sometimes. And I guess it's conceivable there's some chance that for some reason he or Steve wouldn't be here. I don't think it's likely, but it is possible. And so, you know, we'd have to figure out a way to go forward.
Here's what stands out to me about that, Ray. I was in for Steiny a couple weeks ago, and we had Bob Myers on doing his regular hit. And Guru asked him about next year, do you expect to be back next year? And Bob Myers just said, I can't worry about myself right now. I'm worried about the team. So that's all well and good. But it's interesting that that's the way that he decided to answer that. And Joe Lacob feels that the best way to approach this is to say, we expect him back. So obviously a lot of posturing and negotiating going on before our very ears.
The point is, if the Warriors are outbid for him, that's when the embarrassment hits. I mean, I think that's something that Joe Lacob has to understand. Someone out there who's not the Knicks, because they're dysfunctional and it's a career destroyer, someone is going to say, you know, Joe, I think you're underpaying your guy. I'm going to offer him 15. You want to keep him? That's what it'll cost. And that's, I think, the prime motivation for Lacob to speak up now, which is, this is going to get really pricey for me on a guy that I don't think I can afford to lose. So he's basically trying to frame it as, well, if we lose him, we'll be okay. I don't know if that's true.
Then why didn't, I'm not.
I mean, they got Andrew Wiggins. They got Andrew Wiggins because Kevin Durant was willing to do a sign and trade as almost a personal favor to Myers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, no other general manager's pulling that off.
If what you say is true, then how come this isn't a done deal already? How come Joe Lacob hasn't said, look, let's get this done?
I don't know that it's been that high a priority until Woj made it so. And I think to the extent that they have talked, Bob Myers has said, well, this is what it's going to take. And Joe Lacob would like it to be less, because that's what owners do. I mean, I think the only reason why he brought it up, other than the fact that Tim asked him, is that, yeah, he has felt a little blowback, and the blowback comes from his contemporaries in the league, which is, oh, Bob Myers might be available. Hey, let's cut us a check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he would like to get this done without, you know, having to take a second out on the fourth house. So I think when he says this is just negotiations, I think he's right. But Bob Myers gets to command a far greater price than anybody else, including Masai Ujiri. And because of that, I think he would like to try to stem that tide in as many ways as he can without actually sitting down with Myers and going, this is the figure, take it or leave it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.